Don't go around dwelling on your past mistakes. Quit replaying all the times that you failed, the times you gave in to temptation, the times you blew the relationship, the times it didn't work out. All that's going to do is depress you. Just like you have a remote control to change the channel on the television, you have to change the channel in your mind. You will not be free from guilt or enjoy your life if you're constantly replaying the negative memories of your past. If you're going to replay anything, replay your victories. Replay the times that you honor God. Replay the times that you help someone in need. That will change your perspective. A few years ago, a young lady named Rachel Smith won the Miss USA beauty pageant. She is a bright young girl who goes all over the world helping underprivileged children. Later that year, she competed in the Miss Universe pageant. As she walked out on the stage during the evening gown competition, all by herself, with millions of people watching around the world on live television, she lost her footing and fell flat on her backside. She was embarrassed, but she got up as quickly as she could, put a smile back on her face. The audience wasn't very forgiving. There were jeers and laughter, boos, which was very humiliating. In spite of the fall, she made it into the top five of the competition. Her next task was to answer a question randomly chosen by the judges. She walked back onto the stage where she had fallen just a few minutes earlier. A judge picked a question out of the hat. Her question was, "If you could relive any moment of your life over again and do it differently, what moment would that be?" Her most embarrassing moment was just 20 minutes earlier. How many of us would say, "I want to redo that. I want to relive that moment." But without missing a beat, she said, "If I could relive any moment of my life again, I would relive my trip to Africa, working with the orphans, seeing their beautiful smiles, feeling their warm embraces." Instead of reliving a moment of pain, a moment of embarrassment, she chose to relive a moment of joy. A moment when she was making a difference, when she was proud of herself. In life, we're all going to have times where we fall, embarrassing moments, unfair situations. I can assure you, they will come up on the movie screen of your mind again and again. But you have to get good at changing the channel. Put on your accomplishments. Put on your victories. Put on the times when you've been proud of yourself. Friend, your sins have already been forgiven. Every mistake you've made and ever will make has already been paid in full. The real question is, will you receive God's mercy? You don't have to go around feeling guilty, feeling wrong on the inside, not excited about your future. God is running toward you today. He knew every mistake you would ever make. He doesn't love you less. He loves you more. He's not just the God of Abraham. He's the God of Jacob. He is saying, "You may have blown it, you may have failed, but I am not disappointed in you. I still love you. I still believe in you. I still have an amazing future in front of you." Your performance may not have been perfect, but because your heart is perfect toward Him, God is going to show Himself strong in your behalf. If you'll shake off the guilt and receive God's mercy, you will not only live freer, but you will still become all you were created to be.